Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone. This is Monsef Asker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So, very glad to connect with you here again today. So thank you so much for joining us live. And also thank you for those of you who will listen to the replay. And also, very excited that Dr. Beth Ann is with us on the show. She's been with us twice before. I think once this year and once last year. And I always feel excited when she joins us. I love the loving space and the guidance that she brings to us, and and also the angelic messages and healing that really supports us, supports the energy that we experience when we have the calls with her. And it's always like really, really profound experience with her. So very happy that she joined us today. And today we'll be talking about empowering sacred joy and creativity. And also she will be sharing with us messages from the angels and will guide us on an angelic guided heart activation. So stay tuned for that. And also in the second part of the call, we'll have a Q&A as always. And for that, you can talk to Beth Ann and ask your question by raising your hand, by pressing star 2 on your phone or the web call. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions there on the question box. And just for those of you who are new to Beth Ann, I would like to share with you a little bit about her. Beth Ann Kapansky Wright is deeply passionate about inspiring authentic change in others. A spiritual psychologist, intuitive channel, writer, speaker, and artist, she blends the words of psychology and spirit to offer dynamic teaching on healing and personal transformation. She empowers energetically sensitive souls to access and shine with their full potential through her unique healing gifts of word magic, multidimensional wisdom, and heart-based transmissions. She is the author of the award-winning grief book, Lamentations of the Sea, and its sequels, Transformations of the Sun, and Revelations of the Sky. The creative at heart, she is continually inspired by nature, color, dance, music, and all things mystical. Her life underwent profound change when she lost her brother in 2016, which became the catalyst for leaving her longtime home of Alaska and moving to the island of Kauai to live more intuitively, spiritually, and creatively. And with that, with Anne, welcome back to the show. Very happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Monsef. I'm so excited to be here today. And thank you for all of you who are listening and are going to be listening to the replay for showing up in this space. It's just awesome to hold space with you. So I'm just so happy to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And we are talking about sacred joy and creativity and their importance, especially in these times that we are living in. Like there were so many things like in general worldwide happening like during this year, and we learned like how it is important to connect to our soul, to create and live from a place of joy, even though like so many things happening. And also now maybe in the US with the election, so I think this is
yes.
an opportunity to learn about that. And I will let you know to share about your perspective about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, I was thinking about today, how do I ground the idea of joy and creativity in a time that can feel so chaotic for so many of us? And it can be hard to live in our hearts and to stay connected to our spiritual truth and to stay soulfully connected. And yet that's really what we're being empowered to create from at the space and time. And so I thought I would start with a personal example to make it really real. And I wanted to share that when I chose the day of this show, I originally chose it because Mercury was came out of retrograde today, and you know, the Tuesday, November 3rd, mm-hmm. just kind of pinged on the calendar to me. And I thought, well, that sounds like a fun day to go on a show, lots of new, fresh, open energy. And then when I felt into what should I bring into the show, and I really listened to my heart and spoke with the angels, I felt very strongly that I was meant to come on and talk about joy and creativity. And I was all for that. I thought, well, that sounds fun too. You know, I would be delighted to do that. And then as the show got a little bit closer, I really looked at the dates and I thought, oh my goodness, you know, November the 3rd is election day for the United States of America. We're in the middle of a presidential election. And it's been very ugly, you know, and I could feel that the energy around this day was already feeling kind of prickly and kind of sharp. And I had this moment of saying to myself, oh, you know, man, did I choose the right date? You know, did I choose the right topic? You know, and I just had this moment of self-doubt. And I'm sharing that with everybody who's listening because I want you to hear what I just did to myself when I told myself that story. Oh, no, what if I chose the wrong date? What if I chose the wrong topic? You know, I was really starting to begin a story of like, what if I can't hold the space on election day? You know, kind of this anxious thinking of what if, what if, what if. And I started to kind of seed this doubt into what I had come through my heart, what had come through my intuitive channel. And in that moment, you know, this is a choice point, and this is really what we're talking about today and why I wanted to share this really personal example. You know, this was a choice point where I could have stayed with that and sort of stayed in this place of what I have to say isn't enough, what if I can't hold the space. You know, that's really a space of lack, a space of fear, a space of, you know, just an old story that I'm actually not really interested in living out as I move forward with my path. And so I started to think about, well, how can I change the story around this? You know, and I sat down and I wrote out the words joy, vitality, openness, healing, and heart magic. And I put them down on a piece of paper. They're sitting in front of me right now. And I really started seeding the intention and saying, that's the compass needle. That's where I'm pointing my heart at today. That's what I'm bringing into this call. You know, and I really started thinking about what a great day to be on a call, talking with like-minded people whose heart is in the right place, talking about how we can hold the energy of joy, talking about how we can constructively work with the energies to create lives of joy. You know, I was like, what a fantastic day to do that when, at least for us over here, our country's a little bit chaotic. And if you can hear what I did there, you know, I shifted the story, I shifted the energy, and I really shifted the frequency and the vibration that I was coming at it from. And when I did that, all this space opened up, right? Because that's kind of what happens when we shift from that fear-based place to that space of love. We open space, and it felt so much more light and so much more joyful and so much more energized. And, you know, it just felt so much more open. And so that's really what we're talking about doing right now. When we talk about empowering our sacred creativity and our joy, you know, it's my divine birthright to say, I'm not interested in that old story where I tell myself I can't get on a show and hold space today because things are chaotic going on right now, you know, outside mm-hmm. in the world that I'm living in. I'm interested in listening to my heart that says, go teach what you came here to do, go hold space for it, and it's going to be so beautiful. And that's as we move forward, it's those little choice points that are going to help create the path of, do we choose to live from a place of love, you know, or do we choose to listen to the fear? And this is something that we are continually doing because we're continually called into creation every single day, you know, in every single moment when we really start to think about it. And so when we start to recognize that we have that choice and that everybody who's listening, it's your divine birthright to say, I don't like this story, you know, and maybe I can't affect right now some of the circumstances going on around me, but I can make a more conscious choice from my heart about what I want to create in my life right now that is empowering and that does feel lighter and that does feel joyful. We don't skip the hard stuff by pretending it's not there. We transcend fear and move into a place of love by acknowledging it for what it is and then making an active choice from our hearts to change the narrative around that. And when we do that, we change the energy and we change the intention, and that sets us in a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And really thank you for sharing about that, about your experience, because like this happens to us like so many times without like we choose to do something, it comes really from the heart, but then we start doubting it when maybe certain things happens to us. But but yeah, it's when something comes from the heart, it's really beyond the circumstances and beyond maybe what we see as limitations. It has its purpose, and it will how to say it will fulfill its purpose the way it's meant to be. And it just maybe we overthink sometimes, and we have those doubts.
Yes, yes. The heart really has an intelligence all its own, and it doesn't always add up in the mind, because the heart can sense things that the mind may not already know, and it really will steer us correctly. We're so used to not trusting it that I think kind of part of the old story of just generations of humans have done this, is doubting ourselves. And I really see that self-trust piece as being very intricately woven into moving forward in an empowered way, because, that piece of saying, well, I don't trust myself, I don't trust my inner wisdom, when we start to have that doubt, and it's human, it's understandable, I do it too. That's why I wanted to share my experience today. We're all in this together. But when we have mm-hmm. that doubt, we're literally giving ourselves the message and our heart the message, I can't trust you. And our heart really is, it has its own intelligence. It's our gateway to the soul. It is really a portal to our spiritual connection. The quickest way to access spiritual information is really going in through the heart. And so those are incredibly powerful energies. And they actually know what they're talking about a lot more than our mind actually does, when we can find the courage to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And also I would love if we can talk about like how can we be in a state of sacred joy and creativity in the midst of what's going on, because it's distracting, and especially when there is like a divide happening and judging each other, whether this is good or bad, right, wrong. And because when we want to create something, we have this creativity, we want to have more focus and be more present in the now. So how to create that space for us?
Yeah, it's really, it's such a timely question that you asked, because, I call 2020 the year that the world got cracked open. We just got hit by so many things, and many of us went into 2020, saying we're in a new decade, and a lot of karmic energy was being shifted in like 2017, 2018, 2019. Most people that I talked to really struggled through the year 2019. And so we went into this year with all this fresh optimism, and then so many challenges came. And you said it so well, what looks chaotic on the surface is really, it's a deconstruction of structures that really aren't serving us. The earth is healing herself. There are different structures that we built our government systems and our economic systems upon, and some of those are falling apart. And, those are things that have to be torn down, in the sense that we are not meant to build something new on a structure, on a foundation that's really built on something that was oppressive or divisive. So that's really what's going on right now. And in that space of deconstruction and disruption, there is a lot of space that opens up for us, because we're really seeing things and being asked to examine them as they are right now. And something that I found really helpful is to, when we think about how do I examine this for what it is, to see if we can find a way to compassionately detach from what we're examining. So we kind of become, we'll say, sightseers at the zoo. And instead of like being in the monkey cage with everybody else making a bunch of chatter, we observe what's going on over here. And then we observe what's going on over here with the gorillas, and we observe what's going on over here with giraffes. There's a distancing that happens, and it can come from a very loving place when we are in our spiritual connection, when we are in our soul, when we are in our heart. But we have to learn to separate ourselves out of the divide and really come back into a space of saying, I'm a sovereign soul, and I know that I'm here to hold unity consciousness, and it's okay to have my own process around what I feel. It's okay to feel divided, but the idea behind that is that we work through it in order to arrive at a place where we recognize that everybody right now on the planet is just doing what they knew to do. And some people who spiritually awoke a long time ago are kind of old hats at this. You know, they know how to constructively work with the energy, or they've got the tools in front of them. They're on the right path. But other people are really just waking up for the first time. They're just starting to see that something more is going on. And so there's sort of this mass disorientation and, you know, kind of mass, a little bit of madness. Sometimes it feels like an hysteria of what's happening here. And I think if we can see that for what it is, that it's coming from a place of fear and not a place of trying to spread hate or hurt a fellow human being, I think it opens up space inside of us to exercise more detached compassion and just observe it for what it is instead of getting in the fray. A really beautiful piece of guidance that Archangel Michael gave me a while back was that doing what feels right for each of us doesn't make somebody else wrong. It just means that we're empowered to keep making the choices and keep finding the beliefs that feel right for us without automatically saying, and that makes everybody else wrong. You know, that's really how we bridge the divide, by following our own hearts and letting go of where others might be at on the journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And really, it's an opportunity for us to unify and to learn how to come together as one, because as humanity, we've been for a long time, how to say, maybe the divide was not as loud as now, but we didn't learn that, like, we may have different beliefs and have different paths, that we can stand together and honor, like, each one's perspectives while co-creating together. And maybe this is the opportunity for us to learn about that now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's to really make space for where others are at. That could be really different than where we're at, you know. And I think that the Earth, you know, she's such a beautiful example of this, Mother Earth is, because she makes space for all of us. We are all living on her. You know, she's making space for all of us and our diversity of you know, beings, diversity of beliefs, diversity of opinions. And she makes space for everybody. You know, nature is just such a beautiful guide to this, because in nature, there's really room for all, and there's room for all in the natural world. And that I guess frequency of nature, if we can tune into that and say, well, how is the earth handling this? You know, how is the forest maybe outside close to where I live handling this? Like, what do they have to teach me about being more accepting, like holding space? You know, that's a really powerful way to shift our energy when we are really tempted to fall into kind of attaching to how somebody else might believe or see the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I would love if maybe there are like messages for the group from the angels that's maybe related to the time, this timing now.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just bring in a little bit, or share a little bit of kind of energetically what has been getting through, you know, or has been coming through for me. You know, part of what I'm really seeing happen in this time right now, and these are messages from the angels. I've opened the Akashic records on, you know, the year 2020 and 2021 and some of what's coming. You know, a lot of what I'm seeing come through is that we really are moving into a place, despite how things look on the surface, of needing to be more unified. You know, the earth really is evolving herself, and she's healing herself. And I have had that come through in multiple forms and multiple messages, you know, and this information started flowing through my channel last year. And, you know, some of how that is going to look is natural disaster and things like that, that can feel very scary for us as human beings. And it really grieves our hearts when we see those things. And yet part of what I've been shown is the space that opens up there is to come together and to work together through a crisis. You know, when something happens and a disaster hits or something strikes, what you often see is neighbors begin to help out neighbors. People begin to help each other out. People begin to pool their collective talents and say, you know, how can we bring healing to our community or to wherever we live? So I'm really seeing that as an emerging theme for what we're going to see is where we're going to be invited, and it will likely be through challenge, but we are going to be invited into thinking about how can I be a positive contribution and how can I bring unity to this space right now, especially if it impacts something that we live close to or just something that we can make a difference in. So that's a big piece that I'm seeing. And then this other really, really, really cool, beautiful message that came through that I was so excited to share today is I was talking with the angels the other day and I, you know, my heart was just kind of grieved about all the division. And I heard them say so clearly, well, Bethann, you live on a planet of polarity, right? We know this, you know, there's light and dark, you know, everything balances each other out. And they said, can you see the gift in that? And then they showed me so beautifully that even in this chaos, even in all of the, some of the trauma going on right now, that balancing that out are equal energies of joy, of abundance, of love, of higher frequency light codes that are coming onto the planet at this point in time. And that's part of what is balancing out the density. And some of that, for people who are really energetically tuned in, whether or not you've known what it is, you felt it. You have felt it around the moons. You have felt it around the eclipses. We have a couple more eclipse cycles coming up at the end of November 30th and I think December 14th. You know, you've been feeling that energy and very likely feeling things shift inside of you. And whether that feels really positive, sometimes that can make us feel really tired. So that energy can anchor into our body. I'm really seeing not only are we going to be able to hold the frequency of joy more, but our capacity to feel joy and to receive it is actually opening up. And I thought that was such a beautiful, encouraging message that I really wanted to bring into this call today and share with everybody that, you know, your capacity to hold joy and to feel empowered, it's been being opened and it will continue to be opened. And your ability to really feel those energies is going to be something that keeps opening up and gets stronger and stronger. And so what I was told by the angels with that was they said, so even though you might not be walking around in a perpetual state of bliss, you know, that's not really what this is about. Your ability to feel that and to cultivate the frequency of joy inside of yourself and to like really tap into that space, there's growth happening for all of us. And that's such an encouraging thing to be able to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Bethann. And yeah, absolutely. Like when we cultivate this frequency within and when we expand our lights, it will bring us calm and joy, but also to others as well around us. And it helps like in the shift that humanity is experiencing now. And it's much more powerful that we may imagine or from what we can see around us. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes, 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 you're welcome. You know, something, never underestimate what holding that energy does inside of yourself, because when you go out and interact in the world, think about how it changes and shifts every interaction with whoever you talk to, because you're holding that sort of lighter frequency inside of yourself. And that right there has an impact, you know, and that's a tangible difference that you can make in the world on a day-to-day basis just through cultivating joy within yourself, because you start to emanate that energy. You know, I think that's so beautiful and powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And also, one more thing that is like very related to experiencing sacred joy and creativity, it's having trust in in our intuitive abilities and trust in our hearts and the guidance that we receive. And also now, because of what is happening, because we have this strong desire that we want to create different things that is heart-based and that comes from the heart. And mm-hmm. we may have some how to say, we don't have clarity in the beginning. So it's really time to deepen that connection to our intuitive abilities.
Very much so, very much so. Whether or not you think of yourself as highly intuitive or not, intuition can definitely come out in different gifts, but a lot of intuition is, following our emotional process through and seeing what wisdom our emotions hold from us. It's for us, it's trusting our hearts, it's trusting what we sense, what we might be perceiving, what we feel, what's resonating with us. It is moving towards things that feel good for us and that light our hearts up or that make us feel excited inside. And it's learning to move away from things that might make us feel contracted inside or that put fear into us. All of those pieces are part of intuitive living. And the more and more we do that, the more we start to see things like various intuitive gifts and our ability to, to whether it's to channel, to read cards, to do energy healing, whatever it is, there's so many gifts out there, the more we actually see that grow because we're learning to treat our body as an intuitive instrument. And we're really learning to tune in to that energy and to trust that energy. And I think that story of self-doubt we have, I know for myself, I've certainly worked with that, the energy of self-doubt quite a bit mm-hmm. since I moved to Kauai in 2017. And when things didn't go how I thought they would over here, there were so many moments where I thought like, oh my gosh, what if I got it all wrong? What if I, kind of missed the boat? And over, I would just keep coming back to my heart. And my heart would say some version of the external conditions of your life are not an internal reflection of your soul. Can you trust that? And I was like, I guess so. But over and over and over again, and so again, that's what it is to be an empowered co-creator, because so many of us, I believe, have experienced that frustration where we really are trying to listen to our hearts. We're trying to follow our path and we're like, okay, hand me the blueprint, give me my next step. And we get really frustrated, or we think we're doing it wrong, or we think we're messing up if things go differently than we thought they would, or we don't know what that next step is, or we're not getting the spiritual guidance. And I really feel that this is actually an invitation from spirit right now, from our soul, from our hearts to say, you have to trust in what's inside of you. You're not meant to have the easy blueprint. You're meant to build something new. You're meant to create something new. And if you're going to create something new that's even better than what you could previously imagine, then how beautiful is it to create a new foundation of really deep self-trust and really learning to trust your intuitive self and trust that wisdom within. That's a much stronger foundation to build something new upon than our old model of needing to know and doubting ourselves if we don't get confirmation right away that we're on the right path. That's a paradigm shift. And that's really where we're at right now, is shifting that paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Beth Ann, mm-hmm. for sharing about that. And let's see, we have a question from Kathleen Malone from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh. Awesome. Yes, I'd love to answer.
She asks, what rituals do you recommend upon waking or anytime during the day can we use to stay in a high vibration, especially when we can feel that it's a little iffy out there?
That's such a good question. So I'm going to offer a really simple exercise, and this is something that I used for years to really learn to tap into the vibration of love, or I call it the frequency of love. And when I think about tuning into vibration, what comes to my mind is that like each of us is like a radio dial, and we have a choice about what to tune into. And so we're wanting to change that dial inside of us. That's really the core of the question here. And some something really simple that you can do is you can think of something that embodies the essence of love to you. You could also use joy. You could use peace. It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it feels good and light for you. And that could be a favorite memory. It could be an animal guide. It could be literally anything that you want, a color that embodies that energy. And if you take a moment and focus on it, and notice where you feel that in your body, you start to teach your body, you know, this is what joy feels like, or this is what love feels like. And the more that you do that, you actually start to exercise that muscle inside of yourself. And, you know, from a, we'll say sort of loosely, biological point of view, you know, you're really creating a new neural network that teaches you how to kind of take the fast route to joy without having to go the long way. You know, you're training your body to energetically tune in to that frequency. And that's something that I started doing with the energy of love several years back. And so when I really started to work with the Akashic Records and the angels for people, and I needed to kind of get out of my own way and, you know, really embody sort of that open space to bring in messages for them, you know, I just use that as an exercise, and it really will teach you really quickly, like, how to shift the energy within you and how to come back to that space. And from there, we get to decide, okay, how important does the chatter or the voices out in the world feel? And we can, you know, from a more empowered place, choose how to navigate that. Thank you for such a beautiful question. I love it.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, we'll take
and I do. Sure, absolutely. And I also have. I have a heart act or an angel message and heart activation for us to bring into the call today. So, but I'm happy to take more questions first.
Wanted to say that we will take more questions, but before that, I wanted to ask you to do the activation.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Well, then we're right in sync and flow together. Look at this beautiful creation that we've got going today. Ah, okay. Well, I'm just going to ask everybody who's listening to take a moment and go on ahead and close your eyes. If you're catching this driving or something else, just come back to this later. Stay on the road. But if you have the space to do so, go on ahead and close your eyes and just allow yourself to be comfortable. Notice your breath. If it feels good to you, you can go on ahead and you can place your hand on your heart. And as you're in this space, we're going to call in some angelic healing, and then we're going to do an activation through some color energy in nature. And then I have a message that came through my channel specifically for this call today that I'll end with and I'll share. So first of all, I want to call on Archangel Michael, and I just ask that you surround and protect each of us who's listening right now and who listens in the replay. And we really ask for your sword of light that we can be discerning right now and use that to cut through any mistruths out there so that we can stay close to the truth of our soul. And we call upon Archangel Ariel, and we ask that you open our hearts and allow us to learn to embody our heart's energy in ways that is real, in ways that is tangible, in ways that is grounded, in ways that empowers us to really feel free to create our best life. And I call upon Archangel Jeremiah, and I ask for your support and assistance as we move into the close of 2020 and go into 2021. I ask that you energetically support everybody who listens to these words in integrating and synthesizing what's happened this year and understanding the cycle that we're closing out, the new cycle that we're beginning, and really bringing them fresh, clean energy to enter into the year 2021 with in an empowered way. And last, I call upon Archangel Raziel, and I ask that you activate in each of us that inspiration and that passion to be manifestors in our life, and that we can do that from a space of our hearts, and that we can do that from a space of truly listening to our hearts and truly feeling empowered to bring into the world what our hearts want us to bring. And last, all angels that are supporting all the individuals listening, I just ask that you give everybody a really good energetic brush off right now and, you know, wipe their auras of any energy they picked up, going ahead and bring them a cleansing of anything that any of us might be carrying that's not ours to carry, or anything that anybody is ready to let go of and they're going to release it to you right now. And we just ask that you take that up to the light, so that we can return to a place of personal power. And now I want you to go on ahead and visualize with me that you are sitting out in nature at the trunk of a beautiful tree. Just allow for whatever comes through your imagination, whatever kind of tree speaks to you. This might be a real spot. This might be an imagined spot. Just let whatever comes through, comes through. And as you're sitting against this tree, allow yourself to be anchored. Allow yourself to be grounded. Notice how the roots of the tree are in the soil below you. You can't even see them, but they are supporting you. Notice the calming wisdom of the tree, our beautiful friends who are keepers of the Akashic records here on earth, who hold so much energy in them, who allow what happens here to be transmitted to the upper realms. And just allow yourself to be in this really beautiful, timeless wisdom. And as you're leaning against the tree, go on ahead and flip both of your palms out, palms up, and rest them on your knees or legs or whatever is comfortable for you. And as your palms are up, I want you to imagine that this really beautiful sort of turquoise electric blue energy starts to open up in the sky in front of you, and it starts to come down and it starts to come into your palms. Just allow yourself to receive this beautiful turquoise energy that represents so many things to so many. It's the energy and the color of Archangel Michael. Some people connect it with the Pleiades and the star systems. Many believe that this is the color of our soul and the color that really helps us tap into our soulful self. Whatever this is to you, whatever comes through your mind and your heart today, just let it be what it is. And just receive this really beautiful turquoise sparkling energy. And as you're receiving it, notice how vitalized you feel. Notice how ignited you feel. Notice how at peace in your soul you feel. And then go on ahead, if it feels good to you, and slowly take your hands and bring this beautiful energy that you've received and place them on your heart. And picture that energy going into your heart, opening your heart chakra, flowing through your energy body, coming in with clean, fresh, vital energy, bringing in new light, bringing in new joy, awakening latent gifts and awakening ancient knowledge of who you really are and the truth of your divinity. And go on ahead and take a moment and thank the tree for supporting you and give it gratitude. Thank the light for supporting you and give it gratitude. Look around you in nature and notice if you see anything, any flowers, any animals, any crystals, any plants. Just notice any energies that might be there with you today. Notice how the sky looks. And go on ahead and give all those energies gratitude. And know that when you give gratitude and when you acknowledge your interconnection to all of these things, you help awaken yourself, you help heal the earth, and you help strengthen that link of interconnection and that link of love. And then before we close today, we're going to work with the energy of water. So I want you to picture that by your tree, a beautiful pool or lake or stream has suddenly appeared. Up to you. whatever comes through your imagination. And go on ahead and picture yourself entering the water, allowing yourself to float in the water, allowing yourself to be supported by the water, allowing yourself to receive the wisdom of the water and be renewed and cleansed and refreshed. Allow the water to bring you new life. And as you're floating there, just keep your heart open and receive these words that the angels and the light beings have for us today. Each of you have been working so hard, some of you by light of moon, behind the scenes without recognition. Some of you are out in the open, down on the ground, holding space for so many. Many of you are both of these things. You continue to seek to find your answers within while showing up in the world as your heart calls. We see you. We are so proud of you. Do not think there is not awareness from the energetic and ethereal realms of the work you do and the difficulty it is to be a divine being in your human space. We want you to receive from us today. Lay down your cares for a time. It is up to you if you even want to pick them back up. Lay down your struggles. Lay down your worries. Lay down your strife. Don't fight the river's current, but allow yourself to float. Do you see how strong you've become? Do you see how adaptive you now are? Do you see your own ability to shift with the tides, to change direction and flow, to not get lost in the water because you know your connection to all that is and you've learned to become like the water? This is the truth of who you are. This is what it is to be infinite, to remember you are ever fluid, ever evolving, an ever expanding soul. And if this is your truth, this truth we offer you that is rooted in divine love, then what do you possibly have to fear? Receive the truth of who you are today. That is our wish for each of you, so you remember your divine, so you remember and live your soul sovereignty. So you learn to ride the river with laughter and with love. Go on ahead and take one last deep breath. And for one last time, just give gratitude to any support that you receive today through any part of this heart activation. And allow yourself to be in this beautiful energy. And then go on ahead and drop your chin to your chest. Shake your head a little bit. You can start moving around and coming back into your body, back into this phone call, back into being part of this group. And whenever you feel ready, go on ahead and open your eyes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Beth Ann. It brought calm and peace, and at the same time it was very empowering and reminds us of our true power and our infinite abilities, and it really reminds us of who we are if we choose to embrace that. So really, thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It reminds us of our divine uniqueness. Yes, you're so welcome.
Wonderful. Let's see. Everyone, if you are on the phone or on the webcast or web call, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. If you want to ask your question or share your feedback about what you experienced through the activation. And also, those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions and feedback on the question box. We would love to hear back from you. We have a question from Cindy from Burnaby. I am having a hard time finding my joy these days because I am experiencing an injury and it's making me very sad. I would love to hear my angel messages regarding my own healing. Blessings, Beth Ann and Moses.
You're so welcome. Right when he started reading that, Cindy, I felt something like pressed down upon in your body. So I can feel where the injury is and feel that it's been really hard on your body. So let's see what the angels have for you. So what I'm feeling from your angels is that something that you can actively do, I'm seeing the color of like sunshine yellow and the color of gold, and I'm seeing you, even as you're healing from your energy, I'm seeing you allowing this energy to flow through your body and doing what we did with the visualization today where we brought the blue into us, but really using that energy of gold to bring energetic support into your system and into your chakra system. And I'm seeing this like all the way in your body. I'm seeing this from like toe all the way up to your head. It's not just in one part of your body where the injury is. I'm seeing that really clearly. And then I'm feeling, okay, thank you. I'm feeling Archangel Jophiel. I was like, I can feel one of you back there. Identify yourself. So I'm feeling Jophiel come a little bit closer. And let me see what she has to say for you. She is bringing you joy right now. She is at your back. She has got you. And she really is pouring the energy of joy into you, whether or not you can feel it. But I see her very clearly. I see her very clearly with you. And I see her. I don't know where the injury is. I keep seeing like hips or knees or something like that, but I can't quite see where it's at. But I'm really seeing her, something about your root chakra. I'm seeing her really pouring this beautiful energy into it. And what I'm seeing is her offering a sense of feeling supported, a feeling seen, a feeling held and cherished by your angels. And I feel like there's a little bit more to this message. So let me feel into that. Your angels want you to forgive yourself and not be hard on yourself right now. There is a lot of acknowledgement coming through that you have been in pain, that healing has been difficult. And so there's sort of this message coming through of don't make it worse on yourself and beat yourself up that you can't feel joy. A time is coming where it will lift. A time is coming where it will open back up. And what I'm feeling for you is as you heal and as you come through this injury and as your body begins to feel better, I'm feeling that a heightened sense of joy will be coming because you're going to be able to grab onto the goodness of life again. And you're going to be able to taste that goodness in a way that you haven't been able to in a while. So they're saying, hold on, it is coming for you. And it's going to be a heightened joy when you feel it. And in the meantime, you can keep working with Archangel Jophiel because she also gives us beautiful thoughts. So when you find yourself feeling down or if you find yourself feeling negative about it, call on Jophiel and say, Jophiel, like, help me love myself. Help me think good thoughts. Help me have better thoughts around my energy. If you can't have good thoughts, just say, help me have better thoughts around my energy. She will keep working with you personally to help your perspective and your mindset support your healing and support your process. And you don't have to try too hard for that. Like, she's already doing it for you. She just wants you to know you can actively do that as a tool for you so that you feel empowered to do something constructive. Thank you for that question, Cindy. I hope that lightens some things up for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Beth Ann. And thank you, Cindy, for your question. And also, we'd love to hear back from you, Cindy. What did you experience through Beth Ann's answer? So thank you for that. And we have a question from Christine from Tacoma. Is there any messages about my mom from loved ones on the other side?
Okay, let's see. Christine from Tacoma, just from your mom on the other side. Let me feel into this a little bit. Christine, it feels like your mom, you didn't say if she's passed or not, so I can feel that either she's just passed or has passed or that she's close to, but it feels like she's already there. And what I saw was what I saw was her hands being held, and I saw her being really, really supported. So wherever she's at right now, and I can't see if she's on the other side, and you're welcome to type it in for me so I can feel into it a little bit more so I can be more specific for you. But what I'm really seeing is like white lights, like loved ones, like ancestors, like I'm seeing a grandma and I'm seeing an aunt and I'm seeing these generations of women. And it feels like they're holding her hands. It feels like they're supporting her through something. And what I can't see is if she's sick right here and she has been struggling with that and she's needing that energetic support, or if she has crossed over and she's being guided. But what I'm really hearing from your loved ones is she's being supported. She is being cared for. She is being, there's peace that is coming into, somehow peace is either coming into her body or coming into her with where she's at right now. And so I'm having this really beautiful sense of well-being, and she's just so surrounded. It's not just one person. It's not just like your mom's mom. Like, this is like multi-generations of women that I'm seeing with her, and they're kind of standing around her and they're holding her and they're pouring all of this white light into her. So whatever is going on with your mother right now, wherever she's at, she is so energetically supported, and they want you to know that, and they want you to have a measure of peace for just how supported she is, so that you can relax in your heart and you can relax some of your concerns and worries and know that, like, she's just so held right now. I want this team around me. They're beautiful. It's beautiful energy. So know that she's very supported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Beth Ann. And also thank you, Christine. And also, we would love to hear from you. So you can type your feedback on the question box. And let's see. We have a question from Colette from Tennessee. She wrote, I feel ashamed for feeling so hopeless because I have so much to be thankful for. Any guidance would be greatly appreciated. Thank you all.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna do two things. One, I'm just gonna give you some Beth Ann guidance that's coming through to tell you right now, and then let me see if your angels have anything to add to that. The first thing is that right now it still has continued to be a karmically dense year for a lot of people who would identify as healers, light workers, basically anybody on this call. If you're listening to this, you want to live open-hearted and you want the higher perspective. So this applies to anybody listening. And it has continued to be a year where we're shifting a lot of karmic density. My understanding of that is that this is a clearing that we need to go through. So as we move forward into the year 2021 and beyond, we are able to embody those higher vibrations a little bit more easily. So that's part of what comes through right now with when you say you have this sense of hopelessness, even though, you know, your life is, you have these things to be thankful for. There's a little bit of a sense of that, and it feels like your energy is being pressed down upon, and I can't see if you might be experiencing a depression. You feel very empathic, so you might be picking up on some of the energies in the collective that are very difficult right now and very, very difficult for empaths to be in. But I'm just kind of seeing this pressing down upon you. So the wisdom coming in that I wanted to share is to see if you can give yourself grace with that, because I've talked to a lot of people who are saying something similar. I want to hold more space for this, but I'm really not feeling it, and I'm really struggling. And that's okay. It's just part of being human, and you're going to keep working with that to transform it and to come to a greater space of light, because it will open up more space in you. But let me see anything that your angels have to say specifically for it, or any archangels that come through. Archangel Raphael is with you. Archangel Raphael is giving you healing right now. I'm seeing emerald light pouring into you, and I'm seeing it pouring into like your solar plexus, also your heart, and I'm also seeing it pouring into your crown chakra. Since all of those are so connected, your body feels dense, and it makes it harder for your thoughts to feel bright. And so I'm seeing Archangel Raphael offering you that healing right now, and it feels like he's going to continue to keep working with you. What I'm seeing with that is all you have to do to receive this healing is when you think of him, say, yes, Raphael, I'll keep receiving the healing. You just have to say yes. You know, I'm hearing from your angels. It's like you're working hard enough to keep your head above the water here. So don't beat yourself up to work harder or give yourself more work. Just say yes, and he will continue to bring that healing in, especially when you sleep as well, because your mind is more open and your body's more open. And so he will continue that healing energy, like as you sleep. And you might actually notice some new light awakening or coming through your dreams as well. So that comes through really strongly for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Anne. Yeah, and thank you so much, Colette.
Thank you, Colette.
Let's see, we have a feedback from Cindy. She wrote, "Well, Beth Ann, I totally resonated with what you shared. Thank you so much. It brought tears to my eyes. I will definitely be calling on the angels."
Oh, yay. I'm so glad, Cindy. I'm so, so glad. You're so welcome. You're so, so welcome.
Yeah. Beautiful. Let's see. We have a caller from Kalamazoo. I think it's Melissa. Hello.
Hello, Mansaf. Yes, it's Melissa. And I'm really enjoying this call. This is like, I would love a message from my angels. I'd like to ask for encouragement and uplifting, and I'm just going through some things right now that are kind of it's mm-hmm. like I feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride, because like earlier today I was thinking, wow, there's like, if I looked at this from a different perspective, I would be really down. And I was like, but I don't feel that way. I feel great. I feel happy. I'm in the moment and I feel real loving. And then like just before the call, all of a sudden I just felt like, I don't know what happened. I just felt really, and I don't know if I was just picking up on other energies. So I've kind of been trying to do, you know, some work through the call and the,
definitely.
Yeah, the process was wonderful. I really appreciated that. That felt
Yay.
Different. But, I would really love
good,
it
good,
if,
good.
You know, maybe my angels had a message, or if you saw any clarity yes. on my path.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I had any hopes yes. and dreams, and the rug got ripped out again, and I'm like, oh, now what?
So first of all, the minute you started talking, I was like, hey, Archangel Michael, he is really with you strongly. He's not one that always shows up for me for people, but I feel Archangel Michael with you really strongly. You are very protected right now. And I feel a couple things going on with you. One of them, like when you talk about the ups and the downs and the roller coaster, I can feel that in your energy. And it's kind of like you do the work, right? And you get that vibration up there and you're like, I'm doing it. I feel really good. And then I can kind of feel the plummet. And some of that does feel connected to the greater energy around us. Some of that feels like almost like you're like learning to exercise that muscle of holding that higher vibration, and you can do it for so long and then you kind of dip again. So what I just got, actually Michael just said, and I'm seeing you on a roller coaster. He said, learn to ride the dips. Is what I'm seeing very clearly for you. And the guidance coming through for him and your angels is that right now, as you navigate these ups and downs, what you're doing is your energy feels like it's balancing itself. It feels like you've done quite a bit of work. It feels like you've been one of those light workers that they talked about in the message, where they said, you know, you've been like doing all this work and you're showing up for your inner work. I can feel that you've been doing that, and I'm seeing you like actually like shoveling in a ditch and like clearing the karma. Like you're not afraid to do the work of who you are, and you're not afraid to do your soul work. So they want you to know that that's being acknowledged and honored in you. And what I'm seeing energetically is that when we talk about attunement, earlier I said it's like you're a radio station and you're learning to tune in. It's almost like you keep vacillating back and forth between the new way and the old way, the new way and the old way. And what I'm getting from your angels is that's okay. This is how it is. This is how attunement happens. You don't just set your vibration to this higher frequency one time and all of a sudden you've got it. You keep learning to tune back in. And so part of what I'm seeing happening for you is that you're going through these dips and you're going through your challenges because you're ready to learn to tune back in and to keep learning to bring yourself to this higher space where you are more open from your heart chakra is how I'm seeing it. And so this is beautiful news. Like I'm seeing angels cheering right now. They're like, yay, you're ready for this. You know, this isn't actually a bad thing, even though you might experience this, that it is that. It's actually this really good thing because it's almost like you're graduating and you're learning that you put all these beautiful skills into your toolbox. You know, you're carrying them around with you in your medicine woman bag. And now you're really learning to integrate them so that they become even more deeply a part of you. And that's what I feel for you. And so if you can have fun with it. I know this is sort of your angels talking. Beth Ann is having resistance to this because I'm like, I know this doesn't feel fun. But if you can see it as a roller coaster and be like, and now we're dipping, you know, and sort of stay open and curious with that and be like, oh, okay, this is just that old feeling passing through. And what tool can I use so I can work with this constructively? It's going to make it easier on you and it's going to like detach the judgment or the story that you might have to your own process where you might be tempted to make yourself wrong or to feel discouraged because you feel like you're not getting it when in fact you're actually being empowered because you are getting it and you're ready to up level.
Oh, thank you for that. That was like really, really, I love it.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you asked this question. I have a feeling that probably applies to people listening who might not call in. You know, oh, you're so, so welcome, Melissa. That was a beautiful message. Thank you, Michael and angels. Thank you.
Yes, thank you all. I'm just so grateful. And by the way, I don't know if that rooster is coming from your background, but I can hear it and I love it because it reminded me of my son the whole time. Every time that rooster goes off, I see my son. I mean, long story.
Oh, I love it. that's me. I'm in Kauai and there's a lot of roosters on the property. So usually if anybody's on a phone call, interview, or even an audio that I do, you will hear roosters and birds in the background. So it's our spirit guide for today.
For sure. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I feel
you're so welcome.
So supported with that message. Thank you. Because I just,
you're
yeah,
so welcome. I'm so glad.
My work and the fact that those messages of support and it's okay. And I almost felt like my old being of humor, like came into place with the dips, you know, oh, we're going in a dip now. It was like, oh, this is
yes.
Great. you know, it's like, thank you so much.
Perfect. Yeah,
oh, great.
Yeah, perfect. Learn to ride the roller coaster and picture Archangel Michael with you. It will make you laugh and it will make it a little bit easier. You're so welcome.
Okay, thank you. Much
you're welcome. Bye,
yeah.
Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa. Bye.
Bye, Monsa.
Yeah, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, with Anne,
mm-hmm.
for the guidance.
You're so welcome.
Okay, let's see. Let's take a question from the webcast. We have Missy. I feel so down, melancholy and sadness right now. I keep clearing but can't feel better. I was working all weekend on my shadows. I felt good earlier. And I'm so disappointed in myself for not holding a higher vibe.
I love this question. Thank you for asking and for just asking because I feel like so many of us struggle with this. So let me kind of tune into your energy and see what I see for you. It's a little bit of a similarity there to what I was just talking about with Melissa, where you are doing the work, but it feels like there's something deeper here. So let me see. So what I feel for you right now, as you do your shadow work, and I just want to acknowledge the hard work that is and how much courage it takes to do the shadow work. What I'm seeing for you is there's something that is useful about being in the shadows. And I'm like getting this picture. The angels are giving me a picture where I'm kind of seeing you like down in the cave, and it's dark down there. I can feel it. Like I can feel a little bit of what you've been feeling and how hard that's been on you. But what I'm seeing is that like your diamond of light is just around the corner. And so what I want to offer you is what the angels are saying is that there's actually a utility to this right now. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing your work. You are not failing as a light worker because you feel down. What I'm seeing is there's something about where you're at in the shadows, this lower vibration that actually feels useful for you. And it actually feels like you are going to turn around and use the experience that you've been in to help others. I don't know what you do, and I can't tell if that's more formally with your work or if that's just sort of who you are as a human being, and this is your friends or family or something like that. But I'm seeing you like tunneling now, and you're on your stomach, and you're crawling through this cave, and it's really hard on you. But you are getting there. You are getting somewhere. They want you to know that. And I'm seeing you get this really beautiful diamond of light that looks like the Hope Diamond or one of those giant diamonds you see in a movie or something like that, because it looks so fake. And I'm seeing you kind of crawling back out with this, and you've got this breakthrough, and you know, you're shining with it. And then what I'm seeing you do is taking that and using it to make diamonds for other people, using it to share that light. So there's something useful about where you're at right now. And let me just kind of tune in to what Archangel is with you. So I'm feeling Archangel Ariel with you quite strongly. And what I'm really, really being kind of prompted to share with you is that after every contraction comes an expansion. Every time we go into the darkness, we are able to open up into that much more light. And so what I'm hearing from her is it's actually okay to have a little bit of grief and to have a little bit of like, this hurts. My heart hurts right now. You know, the shadows hurt. It's okay to grieve those shadows. And you're just being supported by your angels to remove this label that's bad. It's just a different experience. And there's something useful in that experience for you at a soul level. But then what I'm seeing is as you grab this beautiful diamond, that you really open up to even more light. And that feels really amazing for you. And I do feel that that's coming for you, especially as we go into the new year, I'm seeing that. And then the last piece that I want to share with you, as I'm seeing Archangel Ariel, she's kind of nudging me and being like, tell her to put the diamond in her heart. So, you know, something that you can do as you're working through the shadow stuff is to take a moment and to picture like this beautiful diamond that you're working towards and actually picture putting that diamond into your heart and saying, I know I still have that diamond light inside of me. I know I'm working through all of this to find my shine. I know I'm growing like the strength of the diamond in me. Play around with that as an image for yourself or a meditation or intuitive journaling or your own, you know, whatever you want to do around that or feel called to. It feels like there's something in that for you that will bring a little bit of energetic healing to you. So you're doing beautifully, whether or not you feel like it. And it's coming to an end soon, but it feels like you got a little further to go, but the reward will be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Beth Ann. And also thank you, Missy, for your question. Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope mm-hmm. that helped.
Yeah, we would love to hear back from you, Missy. So you can share with us your feedback on the question box. And Beth Ann, we still have maybe 10 minutes left. Can we take one more caller?
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely. I'd be glad to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, we have Destiny on the phone. Hello.
Hey, Mansa.
Hi, Destiny.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I'm out of breath. Well, I'm so glad that you just answered my call. I have a question, and it's like right now I'm a little in shock, I think. I actually just got, I do like a chat room that has psychics in there, And she literally just told me that there's a guide or an ancestor with me that's basically shouting, telling me to get out of this house.
Oh,
telling
me
that something. So it's like a warning.
Okay. And just to do a couple things to ground the energy, do you feel a sense, like intuitively, do you feel a sense of danger in your house? Does that message resonate with you?
What I've been feeling is like I need to go at my mom's. I feel like I need to go move to my mom, but my heart's been keeping me here because I love this yard. But so many strange things have been happening in this house that it really wouldn't surprise me.
Okay. And then one last question. Where do you live? Where are you? Like what state or where are you located?
Michigan. I live in Whitehall, Michigan.
Okay, Michigan. Okay. So let me see. Destiny in Michigan in the house. So this doesn't feel like something that's immediate. Like I get the sense of you taking a journey, and this journey might take place in one of two ways. You might feel called to move. You might also feel called to like close your house down for a little bit and go stay with your mom for an extended period of time. But the very first thing that came through was the words journey, which makes me feel like this isn't, I'm trying to tune in here because I want to make sure that you're safe. It doesn't feel like this is something that like you have to get out right now. Something horrible is going to happen. So let me tune into the energy a little bit more with where you're living and with where this house is. What it feels like to me is that the things that resonate in the house with you are the things that you have brought into them. Whatever you have done to create this home, to create the energy around it, to grow whatever you have in your yard, what I'm really seeing is that the good energy in the house feels like it has kind of supported you, it's uplifted you, and that part feels like it's been really good for you. But what I'm also feeling is that in maybe the land itself, it might be the neighborhood that you're in, I'm feeling an energetic density where it feels like that doesn't really match like where your soul is wanting to go, and it doesn't really match your energy. And so that's part of the disruption that you're sensing. It's like something's off there, and you've done this beautiful job creating a beautiful space and anchoring it. And like, it's like all the good parts, they're all coming from you, but there's something about where it's located that feels off. And so let me see if I can tune into this ancestor or just tune into an angel or something like that. It's not as urgent as the psychic made it sound. I just heard that very, very clearly for you. So I want to give you that. So that was like, we're going to stop the panic, I will just share the wisdom with you that any guidance I've gotten, it's never meant to fear or make somebody fearful. So I don't have a sense of urgency, but let me open up to this a little bit more. What I'm really feeling is that there's more of an acknowledgement that it will serve you best to really be fully energetically supported. And so I feel a journey in your future, and it feels like you're going to have a choice in that. What it feels like is you get to choose if you go visit your mom for a few weeks, month.
That's happening right now.
Good. I'm seeing that this is a process. I'm seeing that this is a process.
That choice might serve me better to move.
And what I feel is that in this second, in this second, you are not ready to make that choice. So what I'm seeing is that it's a process, and it does feel like it would be better for you to be somebody else, but there's grace in this process. This isn't a you have to get out right now. What it feels like is when you make that, when you're ready to release the house, it feels like you will be ready to do so. And now I'm feeling Archangel Shamuel around you very, very closely, and he's hugging you, and he's offering you comfort, and he's like bringing you down. Yes, after the panic of the psychic, he is bringing you down. And what I'm hearing him say is that you know, one of the things that he's very good at doing is helping bring peace into our homes and helping anchor us. And what I'm hearing him saying is talk to him and say, Archangel Shamuel, help me know where the best place is to call home. Help me find a place that really is my home. Help me have peace if I need to leave this home. I'm seeing you working with him so that as you feel empowered to make a decision, it's really coming from a place of clarity, a place of trust, and not a place of fear.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Monsef, I really needed that question. I was like packing up my stuff.
you're so welcome. Thank you, Shamuel. Thank you, angels. I'm glad we could bring some clarity.
You,
and you're so welcome. It was very timely. You're so welcome, Destiny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Destiny, and much love to you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Mm.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Beth. I'm very grateful to you for for the guidance and holding the space for her. So thank you.
Absolutely. I love getting the angel's perspective on things. It heals me too. So it's a two-way street. You're so welcome.
Yeah. And also, we have a feedback from Missy. She wrote, "Oh, I cried through the whole reading. I was seen and felt so much support from you and Ariel. I have hope about the light and appreciate the tools. So much love and gratitude."
Ah, you're so welcome. I'm so glad. I'm sending you so much love and gratitude back as well. Yay! Mm-hmm. that's wonderful.
Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Missy. And yeah, also Beth Ann, thank you so much for the time you spent with us and also all the guidance, the space you had for our audience, the activation and yeah, everything you shared with us. That was really, really powerful call. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It was my pleasure. It's always a joy to talk with everybody and to talk with you. So you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Beautiful. And also, thank you, everyone, for being here with us today live. And also for those of you who will be listening to the replay. I really thank you for your presence and sharing with us your beautiful energies. And also, thank you for those who ask the questions and being vulnerable and sharing about your personal experiences, because also it's the answers that came through Beth Ann also inspires us as well. So you are speaking on behalf of for many of us. So thank you so much for that. I'm sending you so much love, and then we'll see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your, Y-O-U-R, divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, uniqueness, U-N-I-Q-U-E-N-E-S-S.com.